The whole of Scripture can be told through the lens of meals. People who are on their way to a meal, experiencing that, getting instructions about this, or experiencing the consequences of a meal that has gone wrong. Back in the garden with Adam and Eve, it was a bad meal when Eve and Adam chose to eat of the forbidden fruit, that things began to unravel for all of humanity. Cain and Abel is a story about production of food. So many of those events across the Scriptures can be seen and understood in the light of this whole sense of the importance of food, the consequence of food. And so it's no small wonder that the two primary religions that are inspired by the Old Testament and the New Testament, well, the Jewish faith with the Hebrew Scriptures and then the Christian faith with our own Scriptures, are very much focused on a meal. Of course, it's for a meal that we gather every week. It's for this celebration of that particular night that we commemorate on this particular night when Jesus took the bread and the wine and transformed it into this extraordinary and precious gift for each of us. These meals continue to inspire us, to call us into the life and to call us into who we are meant to be. But the liturgy tonight wants us to focus on this particular meal in the lens of service, through the lens of the gift that Jesus gave us, a demonstration of an act, calling us to do likewise. The church has to be about service. We have to be about service. It's the only way that any of this makes, at any level, any degree of sense, to offer ourselves, to lay down our lives in service of one another. And the beautiful example that Jesus gives us of washing the feet is such a profound lens for us to interpret the whole of our lives. You know, it's a profoundly degrading thing to do, to wash another person's feet. It wasn't until I was ordained as a priest, of course, that I actually discovered what it was like to wash someone else's feet. You get a whole variety of feet, can I just say that? And a whole variety of reactions when you touch and wash another person's feet. I still remember in my first parish, and this one person who I thought went almost into this fit as a result, and he was like, "The water is too cold!" So I've warmed the water tonight. You learn all these important lessons as you go along the journey of priesthood. So hopefully I won't scald anyone's feet tonight, but you won't have too cold water, at least. But this whole sense of the service and the humility, I mean, we ritualize it, we make it kind of somewhat abstract. And yet at its heart, it's this very primitive and basic action. And we're all invited, indeed, to do the same, and to remember the ways that Christ is present. And as a Christian people, we celebrate the fact that it's not just in the great and mighty temples of our religion, but in the more humble places and in the more humble communities that gather, that's the one of the places where we find the true presence of Christ. Indeed, in the liturgical documents of the church, it's always the community gathered that is listed first as those signs of the presence of Christ. It's in turning around and looking at the people that he has brought together for this community tonight. It's in you. It's in this community that we meet and encounter the Lord. It's in you that we are offered that opportunity to serve. It's in you that we discover what true love is actually about, what it's like to rub our shoulders and to sometimes rub those personalities as well against one another. It's here where the rubber hits the road. It's here where we experience this call to lay down our lives for one another.